好，我们今天在这里，这是不是因为耶稣？是，是不是只因为耶稣？对的 ，Yes， 好，唯独耶稣是我们的盼望，唯独是我们要歌颂的。好，我们今天在这里要把我们的心举向神，我们再来副歌，再次我们要接第三节，我们从副歌再来。
唯独耶稣是我的福，我心赞美圣荣传扬，叫我一步是我长生。
寻找你。
求你来塑造我，来，
哦，主啊，求你来塑造我，哦，主啊，求你来塑造我，献上生命为主活，撇去原有的救我，哦，主啊，求你来塑造我。
环绕我所造世界，我见世人受罪苦，他们走向灭亡路，我必拯救。世人迷失眼瞎盲，需要真光照黑暗，有谁愿与我同行，我可再千岁，
我在这里，请再千求你
妹们，请跟我来，我们一起来唱。我在这里，
我在这里，请再见。
我们成为神的儿女以后呢，我们都是有福的人。让我们每个人都有一个愿意的心，能够真正的听到呢主在给我们讲话。下面今天在我们中间正道的是曲牧师，我们把时间交给牧师。好，妈咪，好，
来分说。
There are many things that I have seen over the time that God has called me.
对我来说呢，我曾经好几次接受神的呼召。
Things that have blessed my heart that has made what He has asked me to do far more worthwhile than I ever thought.
那他所呼召我去做的呢，太让我惊奇了，因为呢，比我自己做的更有价值，更长远。
We've come to this commissioning service today, to commission.Chris and Crystal.
我们今天呢是为了拆船这个齐勇弟兄还有冯金姊妹的一个聚会。
Hopefully, when they come back the next time, we will ordain Chris.
那希望下次回来的时候是被按牧的时候。
But he just didn't feel like it was time, right?
那现在呢他自己表白说呢，他还没有到这样的护照。
I have to say, as I think of Chris and Crystal, how God has worked them and moved them and has helped them to grow spiritually through these years.
我想到神怎么带领他们两位从信到成长啊，这几年来的这种啊，我们看到的啊，他们的这种属灵的这种丰盛的生命。
As I told them at the FEA camp, how that actually it's because of Crystal.That we are in Shenzhen today.
那我曾经在我们的那边的营会提过说呢，我们之所以能够去深圳，是因为这个冯金姊妹，她借着她，神开了路。
Because one of her friends that she met, that really was a blessing to her life, she told them about us coming, and that's how we started in Shenzhen.
因为她有一位在深圳给她传福音的这样的也是其中的一位跟她传福音的姊妹呢，跟她很好的关系，因为这样子，她就希望我们可以去帮助他们。
This is not an unusual service.
这是不是一个不寻常的一个聚会。
This began over around 2,000 years ago.
像这样的聚会呢，在2000多年前就有了。
Actually, it began in a city called Antioch.
那是从安提阿教会开始的。
Where there were Christians.
他们是基督徒。
Christians that now were growing up.
那基督徒越来越多，越来越成长。
Christians that now were having a vision.
而且呢，他们开始有他们的意向。
You see, this is actually what God wants for any church.
这个是神要给每一个教会都要有的一种过程。
He didn't call us just to stay in the four walls of our church building.
他没有呼召我们就是留在这个很好的这个四面有围墙的教堂里面。
He called us so that we could sit here, and as the weeks and months and years go by, we grow spiritually. We grow in our love toward Him. We grow in our love toward those fellow men of our that of those that we know that need God.
他让我们有这样的机会，这样的地方，让我们在这里一次再一次的听到，一次再一次的被造就之后呢，让我们在对神的爱，还有对人的爱，还有对灵魂的爱，都在成长。
We grow through many steps.
我们呢，好多的这个过程要成长。
Crystal was coming to the women's meeting before her son was even born.
我记得在Samuel 还没有生以前呢，这个冯金呢就到妇女会来聚会。
She's been faithful down through these.
她呢一直都没有间断的参加妇女聚会。
Then she began to lead the singing in the women's meeting.
然后她就开始带领唱歌。
She sat in many, many of our counseling classes.
我们有很多这种所谓的这种关系的辅导哈，这样的课她都学了。
And for the last few years, Crystal has been.Counseling those from China over the telephone.
那在事工里面呢，他这几年来他一直用电话在跟国内的一些姊妹们做心理的咨商。
She's been holding some meetings with the women.
然后呢，他自己也带了聚会。
You see, it was a process.
这是一个过程。
God had to teach her.
神要装备他，要教他。
He had to see she's faithful.
然后也要看看他有没有忠心。
And then he begins to.Let her begin to work these things.
然后之后就吩咐给他，分派给他这些任务。
The same with Chris.
对于周启勇弟兄也是一样。
Actually, Chris was saved in the FAU fellowship group.
周弟兄呢是在这个 FAU 那里的一个英文查经的团契里面呢，在那里得救的。
And Chris came and learned, and step by step, God began to use him.
也是这样，一步一步的，神就开始训练他，用他。
He became the more or less the pastor or the worker there for the FAU church that was, or the Sunday services that was started.
之后呢，他就开始去负责这 FAU 这边的聚会点的聚会，负责牧养。
So you see, God has His.Process with us.
所以你看到神是有他的进度，有他的过程的。
So don't feel very safe this morning.
所以今天早上呢，你不要以为我就坐在这里就好了。
You might be in God's process.
当中可能有你，就是在神的这个过程当中，在建造你。
Oh, not me.
或许你心里说，哦不不不是。
You never know who's God.
你怎么知道呢
？And his finger on.
你怎么知道
？How he's teaching you and training you because this is his purpose.
你怎么知道神的眼睛在盯谁，然后他手在带领谁呢？因为呢，他的目的就是要让我们可以去。
He wants to send people here so that he can send them out, maybe even around the world.
那从我们这里差遣，不管是靠近我们的，或者是远处的。
You know, it's one of the best callings in the world.
这个是世上一个最好的。最棒的一个呼召
like in your business.
就像你在做事业一样
and the boss comes and taps you on the shoulder.
就好像老板在旁边说嘿、hey, 我要用你
He said, I want you to be our representative in China.
我要你代表我去中国
I want you to sell our product.
我要你呢要在那里呢要很多的这种产品
I want you to build the company.
然后你在那里就开始有分公司
I want you to start small companies.
然后我要你开始很多的这种事业
That's what it's about.
就像这样子。
See the business world is because of money.
那我们讲的公司呢，事业呢，是为了钱。
But in God's world,
那是神的世界。
Of love,
是因为爱。
It's because He put something in our heart.
他的成品是要有更多的爱。
For when He calls us, He furnishes us.
当他要呼召我们的时候，他需要先帮我们塑造。
He begins to put something in our heart.
他先要把一些放在你的心里面。
Love of people.
你先要爱人。
Caring about sometimes when you hear something about that country, something just sort of grips your heart.
比如说你听到某一个国家的需要，你心里面就被打动了。
Now I confess to you. Now remember, I'm 75.
现在我是75岁了，中国岁76。
And before I was a Christian, I went to lots and lots of movies.
那我以前呢还没有真的就是还没有信主以前呢，我常常看电影。
And in those movies back then, the Chinese were the crooks.
在过去的电影里面看到的中国片里面讲到的中国人呢，都好像很
，or if they were anything else, they worked,
很诡诈。
They worked to the laundry. They had a laundry.
那他们都在做这种所谓的就洗染哈，就是要帮人家洗衣服的这样的店。
So as I grew up, you see, the Chinese people sort of, to me, you know, was 所以
我有这种背景呢，所以呢，当我被那个电影骗了哈，所以我就长大之后就觉得，哎呦，中国人，我有一点怕
怕。God spoke to my heart,
但是当神对我说的时候
and began to put me in with the Taiwanese,
把我先放在这个台湾来的学生当中
what a difference.
我就不一样了。
See, this is how God works.
这是神工作的方式。
He doesn't call you and not equip you.
他不会说呼召了你，然后都不帮你装备就让你去了，不是这样的。
Now, as I said before, this isn't just now. This has been for 2,000 years. God's been commissioning.
我再强调一次，这样的聚会，差传的聚会，不是现在我们教会才有的，是在2000年前就有了。
And one of the first accounts was in the city of Athens.
而且呢
sorry, Antioch.
那在安提阿这个教会开始的。
And he called out certain prophets, which are really preachers, those that exhort, and teachers. He called them out.
如果你看到今天的经节的话，那你会看到里面，因为教会里面有一些教师，还有他讲先知，先知就今天我们在讲的就是那个讲道的人哈，有这些人呢，就把他们呼召出来。
They were teaching, they were preaching.
他们在教导，他们在讲道。
And then the Holy Spirit spoke to those, no doubt the elders and those of the church.
那神就让这些执事也好，长老也好，或者是长者也好，让他们有这样的一个意象。
And somehow God was putting on their heart some place beyond Antioch.
那就是让他们知道说，除了这个安提阿，我们这个教会以外，把一些外面的意象给这些长者。
They heard about the Gentiles.
他们听过外面有一些四周围的这些还没有信的外邦人。
And it's strangely wonderful how God begins to work that way.
你知道吗？就是神自己光照他们说外面有一些外邦人需要福音。
A little nudge from him and a little nudge there.
就看到这一边，看到那一边。
And so they began to fast and pray among themselves.
圣经上告诉我们，他们就开始禁食祷告。有这样的意象之后，开始禁食祷告。
And then the Holy Spirit brought a persuasion to their heart.
圣灵再次给他们确定，原来他要派他们。
He said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul."
他说呢，要为我分派在《使徒行传》第十三章，好，你的那个桌报上有哈。
For the work,
要为我分派 ，I'm sorry, 巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工。
For the work that I have called them to.
那我照他们要做的工，你要分派他们去。
So they began to fast and to pray. They wanted to be sure.
第三节说，于是开始禁食祷告，因为他们要确定是不是神要他们这样做。
And we always want to be sure.
我们总是要确定。
We don't want to feel emotion is pushing.
不要用情绪的冲动来做事情。
Or just zeal is pushing.
就是因为我有热情我就去，不是这样。
We want to know there's an inner persuasion in us.
我们要确定说我里面是不是有神真的这种分派。
That it's God.
是从神来的。
Because I want to tell you by experience.
以我的经验来讲
There are many places during the walk with God in the area that he's called you with that becomes difficult.
如果不是因你是被神派的话，你要知道，如果不是被神派的话，你会非常的艰难。事实上，神派你要去的地方也有很多的难处。
That sometimes you cry from your heart, "Oh God, how can I can't?"
有时候呢，你会在那个处境当中，你说主啊，我怎么走下去？
I remember when I went to my first missionary station in Antigua, in the Caribbean.
有记得我在这个加勒比海地方啊，这个 Antigua 的那里。
I knew that the Lord wanted me there. I knew
我知道。
I was young.
我确定，我那时候年轻，我确定主要派我去那里。
But after I got there,
当我去之后
then the human began to take over.
我的人性就开始出现了。
I wasn't feeling so well.
我觉得不太好。
I had a problem that
我身体有问题。我自己本身我的化学你身体的内部有问题那一开始我就生病了
And I began to get homesick.
那我不但我身体生病而且呢我想家
Now, that is a real sickness.
那这个是真的病啊想家的时候是真的病
Something in you that just longs to go home.
那你就是很想回家
So here I began to pray Lord make me sick enough to go home.
所以我就说主啊让我再病得严重一点让我就可以回家了。
Lord, I can't just get up and go home because you called me, but make me sick enough to go home.
因为我是被你派来的我说这样回去就不好的所以你就让我生病得严重我就可以回家了。
But that passed, and I stayed on for the next 50 years.
神没有听我的祷告所以我就继续地留在那里。
40 some years.
How many years?
I don't know, about 47. I don't know. I was 29, I'm 76, almost 76.
所以我在那里哈，好几十个年哈，都在那里。
That's why I say you need to know it's God.
就是为什么我说你一定要确定是从神来的。
Because things don't always go the way you want it to go.
你去之后的那个路程
不见得。Oh, there's many, many high places as you work for the Lord, but there are some low places.
不见得都很顺利，但是也有让你觉得好像在高处行的这样的时候。
And that's when you need to know it's God that called you. So they prayed and they fasted and they felt that this was God.
他们就进食祷告，确定了说这是从神来的。
Now I wonder why they called out Barnabas. Now we know Saul is a fellow. Well, actually, it's Paul. That's his Jewish name, Saul. But we know of Paul. Of course, maybe not so much at this particular time. But we can see afterwards that Paul became a great, great evangelist, a great worker, a great administrator, great everything he was. But why Barnabas?
这里我们看到他们要分派的是巴拿巴跟扫罗，那扫罗我们都认识他，对不对？我们知道他的经历啊，以后呢神真的是重用他，但是为什么要叫巴拿巴呢？
Actually, Barnabas' name wasn't Barnabas.
那巴拿巴的本名不叫巴拿巴。
His name was Joseph.
他是约瑟。
He was a Levite.
他是利未族的。
From Cyprus.
那他是利未族的。
But the apostles called him Barnabas.
但是呢这个使徒就叫他巴拿巴。
Now the reason they did was because the meaning of the name.
那因为他的名字的缘故。
His name meant son of encouragement.
那他的这个名字呢的意思是说呢是就是激励的，他的名字有那个鼓励人的意思。
He may not have been a great preacher like Barnabas.
他或许
or a teacher like Barnabas.
他或许不是一个很会教导的一个老师，不会像扫罗这样。
But he brought to this team what men were going to need.
那但是呢，他们需要派一个跟扫罗为伍，然后呢是被需要的一个角色。
You see, every one of us is different, and every need out there that you meet is different.
你知道吗？每一个地方的这个需要的都不一样，然后呢需要的这个恩赐也不一样。
So we have to understand then that here they saw a man that they could send out.That would uplift the people after they found the Lord. He was there to encourage them.
所以他的名字圣经上讲劝慰子哈，就是可以去鼓励人家的。他们就看到说扫罗需要一个巴拿巴，可以在那里鼓励啊，彼此鼓励或鼓励别人。
Actually, Barnabas and Paul had a difference one time.
他们有一次呢有不同的意见，他们有时候是不同的意见。
Young man named Mark.
有一个马可的年轻人。
He started out, but he couldn't go on.
他曾经跟着保罗他们去哈，但是后来呢，他就自己就退却了，就想退出。
And then when they wanted to take him, or when they were thinking to take him, Paul said, no, no, I don't want to take him.
所以后来，因为他有这种记录呢，这个扫罗对这个马可就非常的有意见，所以巴拿巴说就再用他吧，扫罗说我不用他。
And Paul had his reasons, no doubt, because this man, boy, didn't seem stable.
这个保罗的意见是扫罗的意见是很有理的，因为这个人呢，他就做不完，就是要走了。
But Barnabas,
但是巴拿巴有另外一种看法。
Sided with Mark, he wanted him.
他说再给他一个机会吧。
You went with him.
那就去了。
Now you and I would have said, poor Barnabas made quite a mistake.
那或许我们说，哎呀，这个巴拿巴这样子做错了。
But Barnabas made no mistake.
不是的，没有。
Because that young man became a great man.
因为这个马可后来就成为一个真的是被神重用的人。
That young man wrote the book of Mark.
他后来写了马可福音。
That young man was, what shall I say, became a blessing, but he needed an encourager instead of an organizer.
他呢是一个成为一个福气的人，他成为一个神用的人。
So you see, God knows.
神知道。
When he picks people out, he knows what he wants.
当他在选人的时候，他知道哪样的人他要选。
You see, the church is involved. They were involved with Barnabas and Paul.
我们知道这个教会差派这个巴拿巴扫表示说教会是有份于这样的一个事情。
But the church did not really choose them.
但是不是教会来选巴拿巴跟扫罗。
It was the Holy Spirit that spoke to them.
是圣灵来对他们说，神要选他们。
The church does not choose God's servants.
这个教会本身不去选神的工人。
We're here to use them.
而是呢去用他。
We're here to facilitate where they can work for God.
让提供给神的工人可以服事。
But as he begins to lay burdens on your heart, lay concerns on your life. That's his call for you.
那事实上，他的开始的这个负担是从神来的，开始给你心里面对什么，开始觉得说我心里面真的很希望看到怎么样让你有负担。
There are those here that have a real feeling about restaurant workers.
比如说呢，我们这附近有很多这个餐馆的一些朋友。
And the interest is there, and it begins to grow.
然后有人的心里面就对这餐馆的人有一些连续，就想说，哎呀。我们应该为他们做什么？
There are some of our ladies that they didn't ever think they could teach children, but as they've been working with them, their heart has been so happy and joyful to help them.
像我们弟之间的这个老师哈，这些姊妹们呢，他们开始看到孩子们需要老师，心里就开始升起这种负担。
You see, the church doesn't outline qualifications or fitness of those who's doing God's work.
教会不但没有呼召工人，教会也不会说去啊要求这个资格，工人资格该怎么样。
God does.
是神自己。
He fits us for it.
他用这个啊，他
The church is a facilitator.
他带这个工人呢，他有他的从神来的资格，然后来做神的工。
Actually, the church has no voice in who God selects.
那神所拣选的教会一点都没有余地去说，好像我们不要。
You know, I have never been one of those women that wanted to put people together in marriage. Never.All through my life, I was not a matchmaker.
我一生呢，从来没有想要帮人家做媒，就帮人家做媒哈，从中去拉拢。Yes, I. She helped me.
I never wanted it.
我从来没有。
Because I'm a very careful person.
因为我很小心。
I don't want them to come back and say when they're getting ready to get divorced, "You did it, you did it."
我不要他们
no, no,
后悔之后呢，准备离婚来跟我说都是你。
Never have.
我从来不帮人家凑。
They can't get together. They'll just have to be like me.
那
But you see, the fact is that it's God that does that. It's His voice that chooses.
是神自己。看中哪一个要成为
工人。Because if I choose somebody, what happens?
如果我选的话。如果我选的话，那他们做不好，我怎么办？
When they get off on the wrong direction?
如果后来他们走偏了，我怎么办？
You see, we can't do that.
所以我没有办法。
We have to let that.
我们让神去安排这个路。
And you know, the Holy Spirit chooses and gives us gifts.
那当圣灵拣选的时候，他也会给他赋予他这种恩赐。
You say I don't have any gifts.
你说我没有恩赐啊。
That's because you're not using it. You're not doing anything.
因为你没有去用，所以你不知道你有什么恩赐。
Why do you need gifts when you sit in the pew and don't do anything?
如果你坐在那里光是听讲的话，那你不需要什么恩赐。
But let me tell you, when you begin to get out there and your heart begins to go towards God, gives you the gifts.
当你开始看着事工，看着别人在服事的时候，你就有一个啊负担，然后你就有恩赐。
For years, I used, well, I have to tell this one to my JD over here. He thinks I'm in love with puppets, and I am. I have a puppet I'm very much in love with.
那你们当中有人知道说我对这个布偶哈是很有兴趣的。
But when I started using Gus, or I've had many since then, many, many years ago.
那事实上在好几年前呢，我就开始用布偶，刚开始有小的，然后有一个你们最知道就是那个 Gus.
It really wasn't hard.
那不难。
I started as an amateur, and I finished as an amateur.
Amateurs. 我是一个业余的哈，所以呢，我一开始做的就是业余的，然后我已经决定不做了，也是业余的。
But you know, God seemed. I would think it's so easy. Why doesn't other people do this?
我就想说，为什么别人都不做，只有我在做。
I could never do that. I could.And I guess God gave me a gift, and I didn't even know it.
所以我原来是神给我一个特别的恩赐，我自己都不晓得。
Because Gus and I can have wonderful conversations.
你知道吗？我跟 Gus 两个人可以对话对很久。
Actually, I think he's me. You know, he's.
有时候我都觉得那就是我啊，跟我自己说话。
But I'm just saying, when you go step out to do something, that you feel God sort of pushing you to, or an interest is there, or something's there, it means that God, if that's God, He's going to equip you.For whatever you have to do.
换句话说，你有神给你的负担，然后呢，你踏出去试试看的时候，神自然他分派给你的，就给你那种恩赐去用。
Now I'm not a proponent of speaking in tongues.
那我绝对不是在鼓励说这个方言，讲所谓的灵里面的方言。
11 years ago it was. I was in a meeting.There was a cult there. A cult.
那我在中国的时候，有一次呢，碰到一次就是有这种异端。
There was a young man in that group that really was trying to take over that group.
来了一个年轻人呢，想把这个教会就把他就是啊拿起来，就是好像他要做主。
And after church, they got into a discussion with Mrs. Shi.
所以他们就有同工就来跟我谈这个。
And the young man began to really rant and rave on us.
这个年轻人就开始对我们很生气，因为他知道我们在跟他们讲的是啊，讲到这个异端的事情。
I really wasn't hearing what he was saying as far as Dorothy.
那因为我在跟别人谈话，所以我没有机会跟妈咪翻译的时候，没有别人可以翻译。
But I began to answer him back.
但是他竟然就直接就回答那个年轻人，他没有人帮翻译哈，他照理讲是听不懂，他在听什么。
And I was a principal one time.
那我曾经以前是做过校长的。
And that old principal spirit rose up.
我那个校长的这种风度就来了。
And I began to tell that.
我就开始指责这个年轻人。
And I really went through the whole thing with him, how he, because I'd watched him closely.
我从一开始他在聚会里面，我们在他在讲到说，我就在观察他，我就发现他根本就不是来聚会的，我就开始数落他。
The girl beside me.
然后有一个女孩子在旁边。
She said.Mommy speaking in Chinese.
他说：“妈咪怎么会讲中文啊？”
Well, I didn't know it.
他自己也不晓得他在讲中文。
But God gave me the gift.
那因为那个时候的需要，所以呢，圣灵就给他那个时候的这个恩赐，就是
会讲。For the first and only time, He gave it to me because I needed it then.
唯一的一次就那一次而已，不再讲了。
You see, that's the power of the Holy Ghost.
这个就是跟圣经提过的这个哈效果。
I am not the healer.
我不是一个医治人的人，这是圣灵给我的恩赐。
Services where we heal people. I know God.
我绝对不会去说我们今天来做医治聚会，我没有这样
子。
那我相信神会医治，但是我没有这种护照。当我年轻的时候，我在别的教会。
There was a nice little couple. The husband couldn't come because he was sickly. The wife and the children came.
有一对夫妇呢，这个太太跟孩子来，那先生没有来，因为先生病得很严重。
And I often would go out to visit them.
我就去看他，看他的先生。
Now I had in my church a woman who was not a Christian.
那我有一个子有一个妇女在我的教会，她不是基督徒。
But she wanted to run the church.
她却想要管这个教会。
Now I'm only 22, 23.
我那个时候才22、23岁，刚毕业。
If I didn't have the Lord, I'd been dead, I think.
那如果我没有那些执事帮我的话，我可能就死在那里了。
But anyhow, when I went out one time and they were so cold to me.
有一次我出去很冷。
I didn't know what happened.
Oh, they are so cold to you. Okay, I'm sorry. 他说呢，我出去呢，结果去看他的时候呢，那他对我很冷漠。
And I'm wondering, you know, so I went back again, still cold.
然后我就回家了，又再去看，他们还是对我就不太理我，不太搭理我。
Then I really got the message they didn't want me to.
所以我有一个直觉说，好几次就告诉我说，他们不希望我去看他。
I had no idea what I had done.
我没有任何的想法，就到底怎么会这样？是什么让他们对我那么冷漠呢？
But it wasn't long after that.
不久之后
，I was at his sister-in-law's house when we got a phone call.
那我就在家里接到一个他的亲戚的电话。
And it said he was very ill. He had gangrene, and it was going across his stomach.
他说我的这个弟兄呢，他现在呢有那个这个gangrene， 就是那个什么炎。
It's something that it's like a
I know about Chinese 就是那种会不是
Anyway, take it from me.
但是那神经发炎，但是有一个名字，我现在想不起来。
Take it from me. It's a very bad thing.
疱疹，带状疱疹。Okay, yeah, I got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
他就整个这个腹部都长了。
So I went. I went with her. I didn't care. I wanted to pray with him.
那我就去了，我就去为他祷告。
But before I got in that room, something came over me.
当我在进到这个病房的时候呢，我心里面有一种感动。
And I knew he was going to be healed.
然后我很确定说神要医治他。
I've never had that feeling.
我以前从来没有这种感动。
And not, I don't know if I've ever had it since.
那从那之后也没有再有。
But I walked into that room.
我就走进去。
And I began to pray.
我看着他，我就为他祷告。
And I knew.I just knew.
我心里面非常确定。
And by Tuesday it was all, Wednesday it was all gone.
那到了几天之后
，hospital, it was amazing.
到了几天之后，他们再去检查的时候，已经好了。
What did God give me? The gift of healing when I needed it.
那当我需要的时候，当神要造就。
When the work of the Lord would be advanced, not my reputation.
这个人是神自己做的，不是为了我的。
But the work of the Lord would go ahead.
不是为了我的名声，不是给我这个人有特别的力量，而是为了那个需要，神就给我那个能力跟恩赐去医治他。
You see what happened was that this lady had gone and told them I was coming to get their money.
那我要告诉你为什么他们对我那么冷漠，因为有人这个没有信主的人呢，到他们家说牧师来都是要跟你们要钱的。
Me who even forget to take the offering sometimes.
有时候我这个人是连奉献都忘记讲的，怎么我却要跟他要钱呢？
But what I'm saying is God gives to us the gifts that we need when we need them.
我讲这些例子的意思是说呢，当你要服侍神的时候，如果神认为你有需要这个恩赐，他就给你。
Now what is the action of the church?
那现在我们提到啊，我们教会应该付出什么样的行动呢
？Separate me.
那我们要把他们分派出去。
Now that word separate is going to bring tears to our eyes.
所以当提到这个啊，英文是用分开哈，把他们分离出教会哈，就说。这个的话谈到分离的话我们就想要就难过了对不对
taking them.
因为神要把他们拿走了
We are separating them from us.
我们把他分派出去了跟我们离开了
And they've called them to do his
purpose. 那去的目的是什么是为了要去、完成神给他们的使命
What the church is to do is to give them blessing to give them our prayers our
教会该做什么
to send them forthUnder God's authority,
祝福他们
That's what we're doing.
为他们祷告，然后差传他们去完成神的使命。
I can't tell you how happy I am, how thrilled I am.
我没有办法跟你形容说，我看到他们要走，我心里面多么的喜乐。
Not to lose them, we'll miss them very badly.
我不是因为他们要走而快乐，我当然很难过。
But to know that our church is getting to the place where we can send people out.We can separate them to do God's work.
到了一个地步，竟然可以把他们差遣出去，这是让我最高兴的地方。
We know as an individual, it's God that had to give them that something inside of them.
那对于我们个人，也要是从神来。
We cannot make missionaries. We can only train.
我们没有办法说我们要把谁造就成宣教士，是神自己去造就他。
We have to recognize that.Through the centuries, God has called people out.
我们要知道，几千年来，神一直在呼召宣教士。
He called Abraham.
比如说，从一开始，这个亚伯拉罕就是被呼召出来的。
Abraham, who could have had so many questions.
这个亚伯拉罕可以说为什么，怎么样，会怎么样
？Put his feet down and say, "I can't leave my."
他也可以跟神说，我没办法。
All that I make and my money, I can't leave.
我有家人，我有长辈，我有一切，我有财产都在这里，我怎么走呢
？It doesn't seem that Abraham had a hard time because he met God.
那当这个亚伯拉罕听到神的呼召的时候，圣经并没有告诉我们他有什么样的挣扎，因为他本身亲眼见到神了，他听到神的话。
There are people who have left big jobs.
有的人需要放下很大的位置或者是很多的这个事业因为他们遇见了神
It was Samuel who was called out.
撒母耳也是被呼召的
It was Noah.
挪亚也是被呼召
God called him out.
神呼召他们
We see Isaiah and Paul,
以赛亚
those that God spoke to separate and to do the work of
这些都是神所呼召他要离开原来的地方然后被分派出去
You see, it's only when our heart burns within us.
当你的心里面心焦如焚，就是好像
你有那种热情的时候， I'm going to be a missionary.
你会回应神说，我真的是要为神去。
So we are not here today to call Chris and Crystal.
我们今天不是来呼召他
们 to be missionaries for God, because he's already done it.
他们已经被神呼召。
We're not here to qualify or disqualify them.As fit or unfit, God has already made them qualified.
我们不是在这里来评估说他们有资格吗？去了以后怎么样？这个他们会做吗？
We are not here to convince them to become missionaries. They have already made their choice.
那我们也没有说你一定要成为宣教士，你一定要怎么样？是他们自己的决定。
But we are here today to agree with God and with Chris and Crystal that we are behind them.
我们今天在这里每一个人，我们是来认同跟神一样的认同同工说。我们愿意跟你一样同心来分派他们。
We are here to give them our blessing.
那我们在这里要祝福他们。
We are here to agree with them that we're going to pray for them.
我们要在这里说神啊，我们愿意为他祷告。
I often remember a story was told us many, many years ago.
我曾经有一个很久的故事。那曾经有一对啊宣教士，他们回家。
They returned. They were very sick. They were broken.
他们啊生病了，然后他们非常情况不好，所以就回家。
Finances were just
啊这个啊这个他们的经济也不好。
So they went back to their church.
他们就回到
knowing it
啊他们的教会去。
They got there in time for the prayer service.
那刚好就参加一个祷告会。
They sat in the back as they prayed.
那他们就坐在后面也在祷告。
And not once did they hear their name mentioned. And then they realized there was no support.
那他们坐在那里听大家的祷告的时候，都没有人提到他们的名字。他说：“哦，原来因为我没有祷告的这种赞助。”
I'm really not a person who can raise money.
我不是一个会啊募款的人。
I've been very poor at that through my.
这个方面我绝对没有那种能力。
But when I would go out on meetings,
跟人家叫那奉献
I wanted to get prayer support.
但是我最要的是大家为我祷告。
God can get money from anywhere.
我知道神要给我钱，他可以从各个角落给我。
We need prayer support of God's people.
那我们这些教会的家人、弟兄姐妹呢？我们需要给这种祷告的赞助。
I remember going to one church that's in Columbus, Ohio, Four Street Mission or something. I forget what it is, but anyhow, they support us very good.As far as
有一次呢啊、once.
But many, many years ago, the first time I went.
啊、我在有一个这个 Ohio 那边有一个小教会呢。
The founder of it was still alive. She was an old lady.
那个建立这个教会的啊、这个姊妹她还在。
So they, I had asked if I can come to have a service.
我就问她说我可不可以来跟你们啊、
And I said to them, I'm not looking for money, but I really want some prayer support.
我说我来不是要钱，我就是希望有人为我祷告。
Now this older lady was a missionary all of her life.
那这个老姊妹她本身也当过宣教士。
So then when they said to her, Sister Schwartz wants to come, she don't care about the money, she...
所以每一次他就跟人家说，他来的话绝对不是跟你要钱，是要跟你啊要祷告的赞助。
I never knew a missionary that didn't want money.
那他就说我没有听过这样，哪里有宣教士去教会没有跟人家说要人家奉献的
？But truly, prayer support is what really.
但是我要强调的是，祷告太重要了，代祷太重要了。
And it makes a difference.
然后会让一切都不一样。
I had in Antigua. I had a very godly mother.
在 Antigua 这个地方呢，我有一个很虔诚的一个属灵的母亲。
She was a wonderful, wonderful.
她是一个很好的一个姊妹哈，她曾经也在啊跟我一起同工。
And actually, when she died,
当她死的时候
，I felt like there was something missing.
我觉得我失去了
一份。I knew she was a prayer warrior.
一份东西。
She never would forget me.
原来是她。
I'd be in her prayers to heaven.
她常常在为我祷告。所以当他离开世界的时候，我可以感受到我失去的某一份力量，他已经不在了。
We need to support this young couple with prayer.
我们要用祷告来赞助这一对夫妇。他们会碰到困难，他们会碰到不容易解决的事情。
So as a church, we're here to say yes, we're going to stand behind you and we're going to pray for you.
教会的弟兄姐妹在这里要立一个心愿，说我要为他祷告。
So as we do that.We're going to be able to bless them, pray for them, and help to support.
所以这样的话，我们就啊，就是跟神同心，然后为他们祷告，甚至呢，在各方面赞助他们。
We're very happy today to be able to commission this young couple.
所以今天我们非常的喜乐，可以在这里为这一对夫妇全家呢做一个差传的。
God has equipped.
一个特别聚会。是神呼召他们，是神自己装备他们。
And God is going to use.
然后神要用他们。
To put in our own personal remarks, we've been waiting for this.
那我们啊、我们这些就是在牧会的这些人都一直在等着。
Through the years, we've been able to go part of the months or what how long we would stay, but it's really.Not been enough, but it was what we could do.
等着他们可以去的时候，然后呢，经过了一段时间啊，一再的啊思考，到后来我们终于啊叫成
行。But city after city, we got groups together, and we have different ones.
那谈到我们自己以前呢，就在中国呢，一次再一次的去之后呢，我们也有各个城市的一些点，一些聚会点。
And what we need is what God called in Crystal and Chris. Isn't it wonderful?
那 原来呢，就是神在背后有一个很重要的后续，就是要差遣他们去。这个阶段已经需要有一个人留守在中国。这些我们去啊、曾经去的这些呢，需要有人去啊、在做各方面的啊、这样子的更新。
Your spiritual level may be very low, but work at it to get it up, 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 because it's a wonderful place up here.
不管你的属灵的情况在哪里
，to watch God work in your life, watch God work in the lives of others.
刚刚在起步，但是呢，神会把你造就。你看着别人成长，也自己也在成长，是很真实的。
I've seen people who were had no one young man from Chengdu had no purpose in life. He and his wife had divorced. He had gone off to Tibet and come back, and all it was just a mess.
一个成都的年轻人。
And on the couch, he said to me in the hotel, "I said, do you have any purpose for you? No, no."
当我问他一句话，我说你人生是什么目的吗？他坐在摊在那里说我没有，因为我太太跟我离婚，然后我的事业也不好。他觉得说我的人生已经没有什么意义。
Today he is one of the song leaders. He has a Bible class. He's working in counseling. God is using him. Why? Because God came and his life was changed and he became a different fellow.
他信主之后就开始在教会服侍，带领
诗歌。This is the power of God,
my friends. 然后他也在受我们的那个基督徒的
协
谈训练。
This is what God can do for us.
这个是神在做的，是神要为我们做的。如果你顺服他，如果你相信你顺服，那神对每一个人都可以这样子做工。
I'm just a little inner city girl.
我只是一个小一个那种很冷乱的一个啊，这个邦迪摩这个城市的一个小女孩。我从来没有想过我人生会怎么样。但是神就把我带到世界的各地。
God has helped me to speak to many people.
神也给我这个机会对很多人讲道。
If I had stayed in that inner city, probably I might have even been dead today.
如果我就留在那个城市不走的话，我可能到今天我已经没命了。
But oh, thank God, with a life that says yes, Lord.
但是对于这个小生命，我回应他说：“好的，主啊，我把我的生命交给你。”
Oh, what a difference it makes.
多大的不同。
So we are so grateful today to be able to take our brother and sister.
今天我们很高兴
and be able to bless them and send them off.
我们的弟兄姊妹来差遣他们。